We all want to be relevant. We want to be cutting edge. We want to make a difference. We want to put ourselves in a position where our work is, in fact, making an impact for those we serve. This is Pat Bosco. This podcast addresses our interest in wanting to be more authentic and impactful, regardless of what we might be doing in our personal or professional lives. Well, what does that mean, and how best can we operationalize our interest in wanting to be relevant? Got three or four steps I'll share with you. One is to know your brand, your personal brand, your promise. We all stand for something. And self-reflection gives us a chance to think in terms of, are we relevant? Are we, in fact, making an impact? Do our words matter? And if we're in part of a group that has a undefined purpose, it may be the fact that we're no longer relevant, that our brand is no longer meeting the needs of those we wish to serve. We understand that change might need to occur for us to be relevant, to be cutting edge, to be impactful in those that we serve. And leadership means oftentimes we have to maybe give up the old to move toward the new. Now, once we understand our personal brand or our promise, then we need to do a little homework. Are we, in fact, following through on our promise? Is it still meaningful? Is it impactful? That might mean a survey, an evaluation. It might mean self-reflection. But it's important that we ask those we serve in a confidential way to give us feedback. Are we, in fact, doing what we say we're doing? So what's our brand? What's our promise? Is it relevant? Is it still significant? Are we over-promising? Are we under-promising? Asking hard questions if we want to be relevant. Sometimes those hard questions have to be asked. Now, we have an interest of wanting to be relevant, and we've gone ahead and done our homework and realized that maybe there's room for improvement. That's not a bad thing. That might be an awfully good thing. Third step is we need to be committed to change, to be an advocate, to be over the top sometimes of wanting to bring about change, to look for allies, individuals who get it. And sometimes it means waking up in the middle of the night and just thinking about the change for an organization, or thinking about your ability to want to make a difference, to move toward relevancy. It's not easy sometimes. It means a commitment to continuous improvement, to understanding that we are striving to be impactful. My last step is define your own success. And sometimes it is one step at a time. It's an interest of wanting us to move toward a relevancy that's second to none. To do what's right sometimes means moving toward change. We can always do better, and we want to be able to put it in the context of relevancy, particularly today when there's a lot of things going on. It's a complex world out there, and people are looking for real. They're looking for sincerity. Authentic leadership can deliver on the platform of relevancy, probably now more so than ever before. Relevancy is the opposite of complacency. Oftentimes we're stuck in our ways. We're thinking about what it used to be like. This is an ever-changing McDonald's society where things are instantaneous. The world is changing, and it's important that organizations and individuals respond to that change. And relevancy is a critical factor as we move forward, as we attempt to feel the pulse of those we serve. It's important we listen and respond accordingly. Relevancy is demanded in a very complex, competitive environment.